This is also a point where things get scary, because the further along you get on the process of your creating your piece or your work, the more obvious your limitations or the limitations of the project become. And those limitations can be very valuable when used properly, and they can be very hindering when sort of not used properly. Welcome to Tapping Creativity, a podcast for the creative community. Yes, it's a podcast for you. Whether you're looking for insight, inspiration, or community, you found yourself in the right place. My name is Matthew Temple. I am the host. And on this podcast, we go into questions, inspirations, challenges of the creative process. It's about connecting with other artists, hearing what other people are struggling with, their wins, their challenges. If you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe, follow, share. If you really like what you hear, give us a thumbs up or give us some kind of review. And with that, let's hop into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Tapping Creativity. And we're going to continue on our creative journey process as we actually go into exactly that, really taking all of the stuff we've been working on over the first several P's and bring it into how we practice it, how we show up, you know, because this is now where the rubber meets the road. It's the practice. It's the showing up. Well, I say daily, you know, it could be less than daily, but that it's still, we're moving ourselves into practice. So yeah, this is where we dive in, where we get to see what's going to work and what's not. And so it's very much, you know, at this point, I like to say this is iterative. And I've been noticing for myself, for other friends, people that I work with, that there's this sort of thing of like feeling bad when I've done something for a while that I wanted to commit to and then I stop doing it. Right? Maybe it's going to the gym, you go for a few months, whatever, and then you stop going and you kind of get off. Or you've been meditating and doing yoga regularly and then you don't. And then we have this general thing of, well, now I'm going to feel bad about that. Like, oh, I should have been doing this, or, you know, I used to, when we look back on this thing of whatever, or someday I'll get back to that again. And I think that there's actually a real value in being okay with the ebb and flows of life. So you may be listening to this, or you may have kind of come back into this at some point and being like, oh, I fell off the wagon. I haven't been showing up as much as I've wanted to. And that's okay. This whole thing that we're doing of life is iterative. Things that were so 100% true at one point in our lives become less true or completely not true anymore at some point. That's the way things work. So if we don't iterate, we can get kind of stuck in this feeling of, I should have been doing something else, or why am I not doing things a certain way anymore? And that's really okay. So here we're kind of jumping into this, you know, our practice, where we're getting into our process. Our entire process is now coming down to this. Can we show up regularly and do it? And so therefore, it's okay to iterate. So at this point, there's this kind of question that comes up where you're like, okay, you made your schedule, you've been trying, some things worked, some things didn't, and all that is just, like I said, it's perfectly okay. What worked, what didn't? There's going to be a couple of worksheets here, and, you know, it's the practice review. What is, like, what's been working? Like, so what got in my way last week if I didn't do what I said I was going to do? What are the unexpected challenges that I didn't know were going to come up? What are the things that I love that worked really well? And what tweaks would I like to make coming up? And so as you're asking yourself these questions, you can pause this or you can go and grab it below. But it's good to ask these questions without the judgment, without thinking, oh, I should have done it differently. Because at this point, you're actually in a fact-finding mission. So anytime that you don't do something that you said you were going to do, or you really wanted to do something, you didn't do something else, it's not a lost cause. It's actually really valuable. And if we can look at it as the value that it is, then there's so much more joy in our entire creative process, because we're not being bogged down by this, like, oh, I should have, why it didn't work out? I said I was going to do this more and I didn't, or, you know, I thought I wanted to do this project in exactly this way and now I don't really want to anymore and that's a problem. No. And I even say this, like, if you kind of get to this point where something's not working, then, you know, then you now have new data, you have new information to work with. You've learned something about yourself, about the way that you can engage your creative process. I want you to be firm with yourself, like be honest, but also be gentle. So, you know, once again, you might say, you know, I had this plan that I was going to, you know, write a book by the end of the year. I was going to make my first movie by the end of the year. I was going to launch my podcast by whenever. And these things didn't happen. And then you look at why is it, right? So is it that you, your job got too busy, kids got sick, then it became the holidays or whatever those things are. The reasons why you didn't do things, there's the story, which is an excuse, and then there's the reasons, which are totally okay. The excuse is, oh, well, I couldn't because, you know, and you make up all this stuff that you start kind of weighing you down. And just the simple fact is, last night I was, you know, committed to writing and I watched Netflix instead. That's just a simple statement of fact. The reason you didn't do it is because you watched Netflix, right? That's like what happened. Now, the excuse or the story is, oh, I was so tired and I just, you know, I just couldn't concentrate. And so like all that's just story. Those are excuses. Forget that. Let that stuff go. And that's why like, you need to find a way to iterate and be realistic. You may need to work less. You may need to work more on your project. You may need to do less in general. You might be like, okay, well, I said I was going to work 3 days a week, but instead I'm going to take one of those days and I'm not going to do any work. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit in silence. I'm going to put my phone away. I'm going to kind of clear my space. I'm just going to sit. No distractions. And as soon as I start feeling distracted, I just kind of bring myself back into the present, or I let myself be distracted by my thoughts, but not by gadgets or the newspaper, or if you are one of those people that still magically has newspapers. Anyway, so that's kind of this piece. You want to be able to like really look through and say like, what worked, what didn't, what can I learn from what I have done or not done? All of this that we do regularly, that we show up and we do, that is our practice, right? And now practice, if you look in the dictionary, there are generally two definitions. One is to perform regularly and habitually. It's what you do when you show up and you try work on it again and again and again to get better. Interestingly, it also means the work of a professional. And in the work that we do as creatives, this, we get to use both of those definitions together. The professional is someone who shows up and works with regularity, with commitment. And that's what you get to do. It's what you want to do. It's where beginning to trust the system becomes really important. And I may have mentioned this before, but if so, I'll say it again. Or if I haven't said it, here goes. When you have a system that you want to work with, and it can feel at times that it's confining. Like I said, I was going to work Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. But that's like, sometimes I don't feel like it at those times, but on Tuesday I feel like it or whatever. The thing is that a system is, it does have boundaries, but boundaries are really, really important to our ability to work. I mean, when you're, if you're a painter, you have already so many boundaries built in to painting, right? I mean, you have to use some, you know, you've got, it's a, you know, the, you've got material that works in a certain way. It's limited. The way it sticks to canvas or paper, there's a limitation to that. You can't paint in thin air, for example. It doesn't work that way. You have a limit. You have to use something that has an adhesive quality. You're limited. If you're going to use sand, you have to also use glue or paint because you have to get it to stick. There are all these limitations, and finding the limitations and understanding where the limitations are actually is where freedom is really found. Freedom is not found because we can do whatever we want. Freedom is found by recognizing the finiteness, the limits that we have, and then being free within those. And so the system that you're working on is exactly that. It becomes it gives you something to kind of hold on to. It gives you this place of saying, oh, I can't do everything. I actually have to work within certain boundaries. And therefore coming up with the system is really, really important. The other thing too, is that you might find that time when you're just like blocked and things aren't working, it's like, oh, it's Monday. I said I was going to work and I don't have any inspiration. But if you sit down and take that time, one of the things that's so beautiful is that something comes there, right? Something comes into that space and creating that space that's sacred for something to come in. And I have often said, you know, sit down, even if you have no inspiration at all, and like you can just write junk because you're getting into the practice. And at some point, when you keep going, it's like, if you wanted to start playing basketball tomorrow and you're shooting hoops, and at first it's just not good, you're missing 90% of them. But if you keep doing it, eventually you'll miss 80% and then 70% and then 60%. And your ratios will improve. If you do it enough, you can join the NBA. And if you write well enough, you can become a published author or whatever it is that you want to do. So that's where we're at. We're at this point of one foot in front of the other. And there's a saying in the Marines that I always loved, and it says, you don't rise to the occasion, you fall back on your training. So in other words, when the going's good, or when the going gets tough, or when things are moving too fast to keep up or whatever, you will fall back on your preparation. And that's what you train for. It's what you will fall back on. So like any good relationship, really, your relationship with yourself requires work. It requires tending, and you don't reach a good spot. You don't necessarily reach nirvana and then wipe your hands and go back to whatever you're doing before. You need to continue to tend to this. But by doing so, really what you're doing is you are continuing your preparation, your practice. It's what you get to fall back on when things get tough. So as you kind of move forward into this, remember it's the practice. It's the showing up regularly. It's so vital and it's so challenging. Interestingly, I think for a lot of people, it gets a little simpler as you get, as people get older. I've been listening to, podcasts, and I've been reading. And one thing that I've been finding is that, often I hear these epiphanies that people have when they're in their 40s or their 50s, and they write about them, or they go on shows, or they've done studies that show that, or they've had a divorce or a crisis, and then they find a meditative practice or something. It's like, this is amazing. And I bring that up because there will be a time where, you can be like, getting into this practice is so hard. And then there will maybe a time in wherever you are in your life journey where it will be easier or more difficult. But the practice is just so vital. And when you fall off, that's once again why we kind of come back to these questions of what's working, what's not working. That way we can iterate, that way we can find something that really works, because the practice does not have to be, I've got to do it 5 days a week, though that would be great. It doesn't have to be do it 7 days a week, but it's a regularity. And that's really the practice. That's where it comes in. It's showing up. And this is also a point where things get scary, because the further along you get on the process of your creating your piece or your work, the more obvious your limitations or the limitations of the project become. And those limitations can be very valuable when used properly, and they can be very hindering when sort of not used properly. And what I mean by that is properly used means sort of understanding how those limitations work or can benefit you. So, you get to this point where it's like, I just don't want to, it's not good. And it's like, okay, you just kind of keep showing up, because at some point you will want to like be like, I'm going to drop this, right? I'm not good at this, or things aren't moving quickly enough, or whatever the whole list of things that can be. But, you're in the middle of something. And if you watch any movie or read any book and there's that moment where like everything just sucks for the character, if that's where you ended the book or the movie, it would be like, it would be so unsatisfying. But we keep going with the heroes of our stories because we know they're heroes, and we know that they're going to persevere, and they're going to come out, and all that terrible stuff is at the end of the day going to help them become the hero that they become. It's the same thing for us as artists. It's that all of the challenges, any difficulties you face in the process are not things like, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't be a hero. Maybe I shouldn't be a creative or an artist or a filmmaker or a writer. And it's not that at all. It's that you're at that point where you're like Bruce Willis in Die Hard, and your hands are all and feet are all cut up and bloodied. And okay, but you keep going, because that's not where the story ends. This isn't where your story ends. So again, you can kind of come back to some of these questions. What's working well? When I don't do what I set out to do, what am I doing instead? What are my new discoveries? Any areas where I need to pivot? and any changes again that I want to make moving forward. Now, the only thing that's really important now to remember too is any changes that you make to your goals, to your process, make sure you write them down. If you had gone into your calendar, as I suggested, and you wrote down by this date, I'm going to have this done this date. If you need to change that, if you need to iterate that, go ahead and do that. Now's a great time to update that, ask these questions, see where you're at. You are now in practice. And once you're in practice, once you're doing it, you are now a creator. You are creating, because creating is not thinking about it. Being creative is not like, oh, I have all these great ideas. Creativity is bringing something into the world from nothing, from thin air that you create. But it's making something from nothing. It's not just thinking about it, but now you're doing it. You're in the practice. So here we go. Off onto the next one. I will see you next week. Once again, you know, if you have any questions, make sure to reach out and ask. I am always happy to reply to questions. There's always a few times where if the timing works out right or the question is just right, I'm even happy to get on a quick call and just kind of walk you through some stuff just for fun because I love it. And that's where we're at. So with that, I hope you have a great and fantastic creative week, and I'll see you next time. Tapping Creativity is brought to you in part by We Strive, a nonprofit organization that works to lead the world towards stronger, healthier, and more sustainable community. We Strive is currently at an exciting juncture in that coming out of the pandemic, it is in a place of looking to see how can it now, as a established organization, be of greatest support to the creative communities, as well as communities who are striving in any way they know how to engage in co-creating a better world. If you're interested in learning more, visit westrive.org.